Hey, Pete Moylan is one of the all-time greats in Australian baseball. He's had a 12-year career in the major leagues, and you know what he's going to do? He's coming home to coach the Melbourne Aces. This is a very exciting announcement for the ABL, and it's great to have him as part of our program this morning. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. How are you?
Mate, we are terrific, and this is very exciting news. I've been sort of around the traps of the ABL for probably a decade now, maybe even 15 years, and the Melbourne Aces hasn't quite caught fire just yet. But I reckon an appointment like this might be a part of that next opportunity for the Melbourne Aces. How excited are you to take up the reins?
Oh, I'm very excited, and that's obviously not why I'm doing it. But I'm very, very excited to take over. You know, it was the opportunity became available, and Alan said he was going to step away, and I thought to myself, well, I was a pitching coach there last year. Why not give this manager thing a roll? And I'll have the help of John Deeble, who's obviously well known around Australian baseball as well. So yep. It's not like I'm stepping in completely raw. And I have managed a few teams at the lower levels in Victoria, but I'm really excited at the challenge that lays ahead. And we've obviously won two championships in a row, so the pressure's on.
Yeah, well, that was my next question. I mean, you come into a team that's not exactly on the rise. You're sitting at the top of the tree. Now you've got to keep them there. How big a task is that?
It is. It's massive. Obviously, every other team works extremely hard in the off-season to try and pick the right guys or the right formula to win. So depending on how many teams there could be six or eight teams this year, depending on what sort of COVID restrictions there are. But hopefully, I'm fully vaccinated, lucky enough to live in the States and be fully vaccinated. So hopefully the vaccine gets to Australia and we can have a normal season.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice with the whole vaccination situation. Just on your time with the Aces so far, you mentioned being a pitching coach and been around for 4 or 5 years. I mean, what have you seen from the Aces as an organisation that would suggest that it is one of the premier ones in the ABL?
Well, the two championships on their own, but, you know, it wasn't too long ago where the Aces struggled, and with the help of Brett Ralph, the owners, and Justin Huber and Nick Wern and John Deeble, they've just turned the club around, and it's been impressive to watch. I was there as a player 3 years ago, and then as sort of a player coach a couple of times, and then coach full time last year. But yeah, it's just the support staff as well, mate. It's not like, you know, there's not a lot of money in Australian baseball, so a lot of the people that are working out there are basically doing it as volunteers or making very little money to do it. So to see the support staff get to sort of revel in our success as well, it's been fantastic.
So, Peter, just on that then, how many hours would you put in a week? And all coaches through the ABL, how many hours are they putting in a week? Are they all full-time? Do some of them have to have other jobs as well?
Players have other jobs. Coaches are sometimes lucky enough not to have other jobs, or they have a job over here in the States throughout the season, so it's kind of their off-season work. A lot of guys over here will go play winter ball anyway, so it's basically year-round you can find a place to play baseball. But as far as the hours per week, I mean, we play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so you're sort of at the field from about 3 o'clock in the afternoon until late at night, and then we usually have Mondays off. Optional training for the players, not so optional for the manager on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Full squad training on Wednesdays, and then you're back at it again Thursday. So it's almost every day, but there is a lot of free time as well. So it's not like it's a full-time job. But I love being able to go back to the field every day and be around the guys. I miss that part of playing, so it's nice to get back into it that way.
So I know you're just starting out in your new job, but is your job completely to try and win championships, or is it to create baseballers that will go on and not only represent the country, your country, but go over and play in the Major League Baseball, other overseas type competitions to sort of become a feeder competition? What's your role as coach?
That's the unique balance that you've got to find, is that it's sort of, we have private owners, so as much as the owners want to develop, they also want to win. So I talk a lot about, well, there's a superstar over here by the name of Ronald Acuña Jr. He came out and played in Australia for the Aces about 4 years ago. And that part of his development, he said, is crucial. And he says it himself, because as a minor league baseball player, you're basically, you're not trying to win. You're just there basically, as you said, as a feeder system. So as much as you are playing other teams and you are in competition, it's not like you're really going out there and fighting for the name across the front of the jersey. Whereas once you get to the big leagues, you want to try and win. That's what it's all about. That's the only reason you're there, is to win. So it's a good balance where we've got right now, as we get these prospects to come over and learn how to play a winning style of baseball, but also develop some of the younger guys that are around Victoria and get them around the professionals that are these minor league and big league guys that they wouldn't normally get a chance to be around.
Because it does feel, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, but it does feel that more and more Australians are getting across to the States and having a major impact on things. It seems like a lot is being done well in Australia for that to happen.
Yeah, it's obviously credit to the junior development programs across the country. And, you know, the ABS has done a great job developing the young guys. There's so much technology out there now too, so it's not like we're that far behind the States as far as what we can do. Obviously, the talent pool isn't as big because we're not sort of the top sports in Australia. A lot of the best athletes will go to the AFL or cricket or soccer or rugby or whatever it happens to be. But of the guys that have had a chance to come and play in the States, a lot of us have had fairly good careers, whether it's Graham Lloyd, myself, Grant Balfour, Dave Nielsen, and now, you know, Liam Hendricks, who's one of the premier pitchers in the game, all-star. The exposure is getting bigger. Lewis Thorpe's another young Victorian guy that pitched the other day, struck out Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani in back-to-back outings. So the development is there, and I think it's only going to, hopefully when these guys come back and keep playing, it's going to make the league even better as well and draw up some local interest for local products.
Peter Moylan, 12-year veteran of the Major League Baseball system, is now the new Melbourne Aces manager. He's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club. Pete, can I ask you, what's the secret in all your time playing and being a pitching coach and all that sort of stuff, watching the manager go about their business, what makes a good manager? Outside of kicking some dust at the home plate umpire when things don't go your way, what makes a successful manager?
That's pretty much all there is. obviously, depending on the level, you try to stay as unnoticed as you possibly can, because if the attention's on you, I think you're doing a bad job. But, you got to fire them up and make sure that they're heading in the right direction. But it's more about maintaining a mood and a mentality. For me, I've been around the game for so long that I've managed to find the secret sources in trying to keep it loose and try not to take yourself too seriously, honestly. There's been days where I've gone up and I've given up home runs and I've given up runs, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of time in between games over here, so you don't have a lot of time to dwell on it. So short memory, don't take yourself too seriously, and make sure you're having a good time. That's basically my mojo.
Who's the craziest one you've worked under?
Bobby Cox got thrown out of so many games, mate. It was impressive to watch. He was such a player's manager. He would just, like, he would get thrown out because one of the guys on the bench told him a story that wasn't even true. A funny story. Tom Glavin tells me this story. He says that there was a time when they used to chart. They used to have to write charts because there wasn't the technology gathering all the information we have now. So Greg Maddux was sitting inside charting, watching the game on television, and the umpire was apparently having a pretty good game, but Bobby came up to get a coffee, and he asked Greg, he said, "Hey, what's the strike zone been like?" And Greg just said, "Oh, it's been horrible, Bobby. He's missed so many calls." So then Bobby Cox come down the next inning, didn't even see a strike call, just decides to get run out by the umpire, says, goes out there and abuses him, all based on the fact that Greg Maddux told him that he's having a shocking game, when in actual fact, he was doing an amazing job. So, he's the guy that you just, he's just been so huge in my baseball career too. So there's sort of two edges of the sword there with the Bobby Cox stories.
Well, a little bit of that every now and then, just to keep things exciting, might be a bad way to go about things, Pete. But good luck to you. Back-to-back titles for the Melbourne Aces, and hopefully three in a row with you in charge, mate. Really appreciate your time this morning. Can't wait for the season to start.
No, me too. Anytime, fellas. Talk to you soon.
Good stuff. Peter Moylan.